Blog Talk Radio.
Before you put on this record, understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, even today in 1992, we are still fired up and we're still talking about revolution.
Kill us all, I question, is that a matter? Life's like a tree that falls in the woods, even with our phone footage to see it fall. Great men chose the paper, made pen a statement. The firing pin of a pistol aimed at a playpen. We go from musket to a missile, to a revelation between heaven and Satan. While I'm steady creating, they're trying to separate the truth from the lies that they told us. I even heard the Soviets, the 45th, told us that ain't the photo they showed us, or accepting the owners. Did they watch and tone us? My condolence to y'all diplomas. Here's a bonus, the point of view to make things see through. If I'm a walking institution, I'm an HBCU. Face the music, keeping it moving is one of the great things we do. Yo, the devil trying to put together his gang, me too. And whether you come from Lagos or Trinidad and Tobago, you can either stay broke or be wealthy as Jeff Bezos. If you just stay woke, I was in the dark and day broke. Direct the questions to my ancestors until they spoke now. Inherently rocking the disco currently. Bars is cryptocurrency, hypnotherapy. Sitting on earth, they 5'9", 6'4", nerdy, crystal clarity. you wonder how I spit so thoroughly. Stay so hungry, rappers can't get no mercy. That's the reason everybody, any other one who spit won't burst me. It's so lonely in my own class, formerly known as the description that your headstone has. On my own path, in my own world like Disney. I feel a fucking system fail just like kidneys. Upsteps, the one who upsteps all carriages. Cause it's imperative, we change the narrative. Yeah, and that's four verse everybody. Listen, check it out, they go to everybody. Yo, I got myself over everybody. Yeah, every goddamn body.
In the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour and peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intense and shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, yeah. At the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only loving your mind. I know you got to get that paper, daddy. Keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she said she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you want saying, boo. And when cats be robbing game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my glasses on,
taking my baby to school, then I pray for it. Cause you bitches, they never been cool, writing testament. Painting pictures, put me in the Louvre, that's a definite. Universal ship, I'm in the groove. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip fool. 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu. More than 2 M's for sure, but add another 2. Little man, the big man, the GT down and flipping the kickstand. Rich nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Morality can wait, feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face, that's my thoughts grow sickly. I'm running out of space, ask when is she okay? Never mind a 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave. I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get a shit away. The aloof Buddha, I'm Christ with a shooter. Praise to Muhammad, I might make a loser. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary soda resale, face stupid. I would never love my life on a computer. IG'll get you life for a chikabuya. More power to ya. Love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the bitches? And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege. But I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, rich nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more. Frat brother, real nigga, that brother. We just up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, my own rap brother. We headed there now, are you strapped brother? Hey, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Hey, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Hey, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother. I'm fasting, 4 days out the week, brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the meds. I pray to God she know them Cabo trips don't last forever. Bitch, you argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth in high pursuit, 200 lives. Rich nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word.
Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling. This Funky Fresh Jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from.
South Bronx. The South, South Bronx. The South Bronx. The South, South Bronx.
People tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specialize in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live. You're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx.
I'm a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder, money folder. You want a fresh style, let me show you. Now way back in the days when hip-hop began, with Coca, LaRock, Kool Herc, and then bam, these boys ran to the latest jam. But when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People's getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried again outside and see the park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark. But yo, they didn't care, they turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, rolling thick, with cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Project, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives crew, the Cypress Boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As odd as it looked, as Wallace had seen, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980, the dregs in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip-hop because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then nerds will become shop. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx, South, South Bronx.
Productions. Fresh for 86.
suckers.
Don't sweat the technique. Now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. Cause when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody in the president's mix. And now I stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits and beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef and I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. They wanna know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but research has never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponent, the mic, take years. Pencils, pens, and swords. Better put together from a key to chords. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a perfect instructor. Sexual style that'll be full of technology. Complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just speak. And peep the technique. Don't sweat the technique. I speak in the street, cause talk is cheap. Then I get deep as a beat, then complete. Both with the beat, never weak, I believe. They never grow old techniques, but come antique. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some souvenirs for all the years. The force, the sword, the thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. Well, don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm co-host for Perla Negra, and I'm on here with King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm feeling good out here as we celebrate Black History Month.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm
another
feeling
year.
Good.
Another year we hit. All right.
Okay.
I'm glad you're feeling good.
Absolutely. My energy is light, you know, atmosphere is good. So, and I'm digging into everybody's music file. I'm loving the music, y'all. The tunes is dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, they take me back.
Some throwback.
Okay, okay. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? King, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Well, I'm definitely always on deck with mine. You know what I mean? Poster boy.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Honestly, I don't think anybody got more Raw Links than I do. I'm trying to tell you. God, yo, my drawer is full. It's all good, though.
I'm going to have to contact the CEO then.
The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to engage us. We'd love you to. And before I go any further, I want to give a big shout-out to someone who is a very good friend of mine. But he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we are talking about, Raw Links. And you can acquire them over there at Raw Links, Be Raw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And this amazing individual that I am talking about is author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Yeah. Man, you know what?
Right.
I love this this topic. Yeah, I love all the topics that y'all come up with, y'all. This is dope to talk about actual Black history. And honestly, just my opinion, I think every day that I wake up is Black history, not just these particular set of days that's picked, you know. But this one right here is more emphasized because this is what is celebrated, Black History Month. I think it's really, really dope. You know?
I mean, at that time, it could be every month, but this time, you know what I'm saying, this is when you raise your vibrations. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You're in a low state, especially around this time. This is us. Well, that's kind of what they gave to us. But we're going to take advantage of that, you know what I mean? And make it is what it is.
I know that's right. I'm ready to hear some poetry, especially yours. You know, I'm always ready to hear somebody else's poetry because I'm a fan. I'm a big fan.
Well, you know, you get busy anyway, you know what I mean? So, we're a fan of each other tonight, you know what I mean? Especially when these callers start hitting in, we're going to hear what we hear.
Absolutely. So, you want to take the stage first, or would you like me to?
Yeah, I'll jump in the mix. You know what I mean?
All right. I'm gonna give you the mic then. Whenever you're ready, right. The mic is yours.
This piece I titled Con Edison. To the shackle and chain gang, your mentality is still the same. In your own world, you have to believe that nowadays a lot has changed. But hell no, only to a degree. We have to tighten the third eye. The physical sight is bonded by America's wise guys. Staircase to a level of progress. And if the ladder broke, place construction on functions from a composition note. Speak against opposers, remain a soldier at the door. Address God, address Lord, and keep salvation in your store. Move around accordingly, keep alive your strategies. Even if the matters be scrutinized with apologies, finalize the group effort, abandon together as one. Until there's a better outcome, be open-minded on visitation. Create a different high instead of a low and find your glow. There's many ways to grow and definitely show how you flow. Many means to keep dreams alive and flourish here and now. The odds get even any day or weekend being Black and proud.
Ashay. Oh, man, that was dope. Like I always said, you give us a message. You know, it's your messages are like building blocks because you pull from not only your experience in life, but showing how to make sense of some of the things that take place in this life, you know, because sometimes life ain't always so kind to us. But there's a mentality that you can develop and you can train yourself to get through these things. It's sort of like dancing in your own storm, you know what I mean? Instead of letting it break you down or deter you from living. I think your piece is dope, as always.
Like,
man.
It's like being a part of that that movement, We Shall Overcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and me coming from Harlem, you know what I'm saying? I've been around all of that since a young dude, you know what I mean? I'd say like second, third grade, You know what I'm saying? I witnessed all of that, Renaissance and a lot of things that was going on. So to be at this age I am now and to have that resonate on myself through the art of poetry, I think it's a fabulous feeling. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Activism mode.
Then you know what? Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, too. Yeah, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Okay, okay. That's what's up. Awesome. Well,
I know you got a piece of the royal chamber.
Yeah, this is kind of old, but, you know, it's still a piece, nonetheless.
I know that's right.
Anyway, I get yours. So, thank you. This is called the 14th Amendment. Where did they get the idea that all men are created equal when it clearly isn't that way? What happened to simply saying just humanity deserves a chance and treat us all equal? That would include every single one of us. I mean, who comes up with this stuff and then creates all kinds of labels and rules to keep us separated? Judging us by gender, by size, by geographical location, by shape. And, oh, man, here comes their favorite, the shades of skin we're born in. That's their favorite to attack, especially the fine, young, potentially great, those designed for making phenomenal change towards the betterment of mankind. Those are the ones they like to distort and destroy. They try to manipulate, confuse, and control us. When they can't manipulate, confuse, and control us, they try to cheat us. When they can't cheat it out of us, they try to beat it out of us. When they can't beat it out of us, they shoot, because shooting seems to just end it all for them temporarily, trying to make us feel there's no hope in sight. We know better, because hope lives in the spirit, so you can't kill hope. Now, I'm not singling out anyone in particular, except for those who it may apply to. Funny thing is, that it may apply to someone that you know. Really ain't that funny when you think about it, huh? But nah, I'm talking about a particular mental space, that part inside that harbors hate, because they tend to our medical needs. There's ones that stand on our corners. They work in offices. They educate and teach our children. They even live in some of our homes. And the hate, that destructive hate. All this went wrong because we tried to take God out of the equation. Tried to place him where we thought he'd fit best, just to suit our ego and cause all that chaos and hide behind, we're saved by grace. After throwing a rock and hiding your hands. You can't make, replace, or destroy God. He's always been there, everywhere. He is the creator, the one who creates. Where's all the love, y'all? Please, somebody show me how to find it through all of this jealousy and violence and greed and hate. Is all it does. Is just take, and that's that piece.
Oh, that was definitely, definitely deep and dope. Let it be known. Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Well expressed.
Yeah. This world is great. You know?
Definitely.
But,
dark and different. That's what I don't
say. Look, man, we got to talk about it. We can't stay silent about it. You know, it's too much. It isn't just one particular culture or mindset or race or skin color, none of that. It's all of us. We gotta come together and realize, man, this is not a race. Life is a marathon, and it's about keep going and not trying to kick your opponent or we're supposed to be teammates, not rivals or opponents. We all supposed to be working together. You know, it is what it is.
It is.
I never give up hope. Okay?
Nah.
I always stay positive, you know. And it's all good. It's all good.
Keep that hope alive. We gonna be survivors out here. You know the way to be. You know what I mean? We got to, you know what I'm saying? Pile laces up, strap up, and be vigilant out here. And keep watching how we're supposed to.
Okay. Okay. So can you how you want to do this? You want to open up this microphone, or you want to take a station ID break? How you want to do this? This your show.
Station ID break.
All right, I'll do that, and then we can come back and open up this first mic.
Yeah.
Hey, this is your boy, For Real the Poet. Welcome to Epiphany Radio's Soul Cafe, where we take our socks off. And regardless of what David Mott may say, y'all, we do not go in bareback. We may whisper. But that's about it. But tonight, y'all, starts off our summer explosion. And Epiphany Radio presents Poetry in the Raw, hosted by Sylvia L. Blayline. You see, this summer we will be presenting interviews celebrating some of the hottest characters around in poetry. This Monday, July 9th, 2018, we are honored to celebrate writer, recording artist, Poetry Fest 2018 featured performer Bonita Applebaum, the poet, publisher, author, spoken word artist, and retired veteran Anthony Arnold. We invite you to get to know them a little better and help us celebrate and support these amazing artists. Hey, wait a minute. See, tonight we take a second dip into that summer festival pool, y'all, of poetry and features. Yes, we're double dipping. So this Tuesday, July 10th, 2018, we are honored to celebrate writer, singer, and spoken word artist and drummer Jacqueline Thomas Rome. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio, home of the Inspiration Factory, Poetry in the Raw. Let's talk about it. And Epiphany Radio's Soul Cafe. Check us out at Epiphany Radio. Poetry in the Raw, the Inspiration Factory, and let's talk about it. And don't forget to join me, your boy For Real the Poet, each Friday noonday for that brunch and a little bit of neo soul at Epiphany Radio.
Yo, y'all have to excuse me. I don't really know what's behind these promos. I just push the button when it say, you know, ID, station ID, or promo for Epiphany Radio. But y'all know who we be. You know where you at. So I don't even think it really matters. That just pays the bills. Y'all know what it is.
We in the building. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Building
All right, let's open up this first microphone. We got ourselves a C-double-34 music. Hey, C-double, welcome to King and Queen's Court. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine, La Perla Negra and King Joel out of Bury. I'm doing well.
All right.
That's good. That's awesome. We got ourselves our Black History Month we talking about. We want to hear your perspective on it and you know, get some of that amazing poetry. You know? So give us a little insight on this celebration of Black History Month.
I'm one of those guys that absolutely have no desire to fit in. I kind of flip the script. So some people get upset. Some people get all upset and angry and all that stuff. But, you know, I don't care. I'm not Jason Whitlock. I'm not working for Fox News. I'm not Republican. But I am not Ben Crump. I'm not Al Sharpton. I'm not Jesse Jackson. I'm not Boulay and Bought. I'm just C-34 music and I think of these things.
No, that's right. You know what? I dig that because I have always gone against the grain, kind of a rule breaker, so to speak. I've never been a follower. I watch. I pay attention.
Yeah.
But yeah. I've always been like, what show was that that used to come on for the kids? I think it still comes on. I don't know if it's the Electric Company or Sesame Street,
ooh,
but it would always be that you know. You know what song I'm talking about. One of these kids is doing their own thing. One of these kids is not the same. Yeah, that's me. I'm that kid.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've always been the one to stand out, but not so much liked. And after a certain period of time, it didn't even faze me. You know, you learn to develop thick skin over the years. And For real, I don't like being common. I like being uncommon. You know what I'm saying? I like to be the one that you can act. When you look at me, when you look through the crowd, you can actually see me. You know? Whether you're trying to make comparisons or not, you see me, the real me, always. So that's all I've got to say about that there.
I get it because, you know, I was the people pleaser for many years until I got in my 50s, and then I started getting like Red Fox asking, did y'all wash your ass today and stuff like that. And I'm just that way now. I don't care.
I hear that. You know what? You come to find out, life still happens. The world keeps on turning, and life still goes on, you know. And that's just the way it is, okay? I'm just a tiny, tiny, tiny part of the whole construct, and I mean a very, very tiny. So, and it's all good. I love it. I really, really love it, you know?
So what does King Joel have to say about it?
Hey, man, when it comes to Black history, I'm Black history, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm surviving out here. I ain't letting nothing hold me back from doing anything that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't out here searching for no pity party when things go wrong. And if things is looking lovely and beautiful and whatnot, I'm showing gratitude to the Most High that I was able to push through. So that's where I'm at.
I feel you. I definitely feel you.
I feel you. Oh, I like that, y'all. That's right. That's right. Got me looking through my pieces. I got a piece that say something like that. That's what's up.
Yeah.
But while I'm searching through that, I want to stand back off the stage and adjust the spotlight, you know, and we want to hear something because we know
so
you're
am I a criminal because you got the? Am I a criminal because you got the spotlight on me? Is it hot in here? What did I do?
It's always hot in here when you come in here, but you definitely ain't no criminal, okay? It's all good.
Well, we'll see about that.
We just want to hear. We just want to hear the wonderful pieces. I don't even know if I can use wonderful.
Yeah,
the amazing pieces that you bring. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called A Show of Hands. Now, before you throw stones at me, speak now. Or forever hold your peace. I need to see a show of hands. In the past 25 years, have you ever sinned? We say we love God, yet we participate in things God hates as we celebrate, showing our dedications to man's agendas. I'm talking about the month of February, for example, and here's my question. Why are you so offended by me not saying I'm proud to be black, accepting social constructs, categories, and labels to be enslaved like you? The only race I watch is Usain Bolt breaking world records at the Olympics, but you say I'm wrong and conflicted. I used to check other in the indentured servitude applications for employment. Just annoy those slave masters. Oops, I meant to say employers. I don't fit your definition and never heard the Holy Spirit say I was black or white because I don't reside in the color spectrum, spirit and flesh mode. And I think some of you might get it. Others are upset at me, saying I'm a house N-word and a coon. Why? Because I get along with people of all shades and love my neighbors and enemies like you should. People lost their minds when I questioned two dark-skinned people producing a light-skinned chick. Got all defensive out their buttholes when I pointed out that daddy was adulterous. Guess I'm supposed to toe the line and uphold this sign saying, which lives matter? Being victimized, living vicariously through a stranger's blood, being splattered. It was all a dream, I guess, about content of character. I'm just a bad guy in your movie, so throw the stones. If you're perfect, then you have to. But let me ask you something. Can you see my blackness in a city without power? Can you see the white in me walking in a thick fog, especially if you never met me or been in my presence? I see you drop those rocks to the ground, huh? I'm spirit. I'm love. I'm joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering. I'm unselfish confidence. I'm educating you. I'm strength, made perfect sound mind in your ear. I'm a man some confused as toxic masculinity. I'm that misogyny because I love connecting to my woman instead of imitating my woman. I'm the logical, critical thinking threat to society I'm in, but not of this world. So why you recognize me by color? Depart from me, I don't know you. I flow inside my Afro sheen while the government gives you MK Ultra. My soul glows away from your classification. And if you think race, then you're the racist. And if you don't like what I'm saying, take two of these up your anus, because you never created me. Poem.
Yeah. You stay pissing people off, boy, I tell you. Yo, I love
that. That was an eye-opener.
His poetry is always an eye-opener. He always, I love it because you give the truth. You give us a little comic relief in there, but I know everything that you're saying is the truth about what's going on, what has happened, and you know, how things should be and how twisted they are. Yo, you tell them to shove it. Oh, my. Yo, this is why I'm a fan of yours, because I know exactly what you're saying, and I don't get offended by it because I know you're speaking the truth. It's dope. It is so dope. King, what you think?
Like I said, eye-opening, man. You know what I'm saying? Just remember.
Absolutely, absolutely, y'all.
Look, I can't be Toby. I'm sorry, I cannot be Toby.
I know that's right. That's what's up, yeah.
And that's what the government wants. They want us to be good little ninjas with attitude, and that's about it. And I'm like, I'm way above the atmosphere with y'all. That's the way it is.
Absolutely. Let me ask you one more thing before we let you head on over there to, I think it's the Royal Lounge, Grand Royal Lounge, something like that. Y'all got to excuse me. Did you just have a birthday?
Man, my new year started in September 26th.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to give me a birthday, go ahead.
I'll wait till September rolls around again.
Look, I'll be the rebirth of Slick if you want.
I hear that. I hear that. Yo, thank you. Thank you so much, C-Double. I appreciate you. I appreciate your poetry and everything that you bring.
Yeah, brother. We appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying? Blessed
so
life.
You're
and
sending me to the Crown Royal Lounge. Is Jill Scott showing the cleavage?
More than
likely.
I don't
know about that, but we got to. Oh,
okay,
yeah. I'm going to
dive like Michael Phelps.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. All right, C-Double. Thank you very much. One love, one mic.
Appreciate you, brother. One love, one mic
to the both of you.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find something to play real quick, King. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's cool. That's what's up.
All right, let's see.
Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. If God be the source, then I am the plug talking. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. This my undisputed truth. Uh-huh. My life is like forbidden fruit. My bitch know better than I do. A woman's worth. I barely went to church. I'd rather fast with you than fuck it up. Fucking with skirts, cause I'm rational. A nigga still gon' be a nigga. Emoji heart, my family pictures. Two-stepping away from rappers. I don't trust that true intention. I'm not in the music business. I've been in the human business. Whole life been social distance. Hoes like when you not tripping. I ducked the party. Who said they saw me? Crown on by Molly. Wrist on your gunny. They gon' judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them hoes is sorry. They all get bodied. I'm blessed that you have an open heart. I'm blessed that you forgive. I'm blessed that you can learn from a loss. I'm blessed that you heal. I'm blessed one day that you attract somebody with your mind exact. A patient life. Flaws bless them twice, and they'll bless you back. Keep me torn and I'm gonna walk. Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Drive me the fuck up and I hear the drugs talking. Yeah, baby. About some shit you don't know. Are you home? For sure. I hate it here. Baby daddy still on my phone. I hate it here. Asking if I've been on the prowl. I hate it here. If you keep lurking on the low. If you a fan, let me know. Now if it's love, I decide to get some hair on the balcony. I just might love you still. Just think I love me more. It ain't love if you gon' judge me for my past. No, it ain't love if you ain't ever eat my ass. It ain't love if you just only tie me down because you see me in my bed. That's why I'm empty, everyone, before this man. Keep me torn and I'm gonna walk. Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know you're loving when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up.
fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Stop being the source and hang up the fuck talking. Yeah, baby.
Telekinesis, I'm purifying these deep speeches. While I'm crying, I clean the feet of the sweet Jesus. Dreams, visions get blurrier, the Elohim is light. It's known to tear retinas in a single gleam. Shut the fuck up when you hear his love talking. To the mind is God's cipher, divine in a small portion. Faded pictures, this global madness, the intervention. This world's in the twilight zone. This is the fifth dimension. God, please blow the whistle, we need an intermission. My good deeds in front of your door, I'm standing by the entrance. With heavy baggage, my brother's ashes, I seen tragic. I did dirt, smacked death and held it to that nigga cabbage. No, we killing greed, we killing homelessness. And I don't give a fuck about this land, I want ownership. Bow your head for just God's sake. Listen what the stars say, what I say is God's way.
Tippy torn and I'm a walker. Rolling sevens, I ain't red for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. If God be the source, then I am the plug talking. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in King and Queen's quarters. I'm your co-host, La Perla Negra, and I'm riding shotgun, the host of this show, King Atterbury. King.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody?
Yo. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Now we see y'all out there, but y'all ain't got your hands up. Come on, put them hands up and engage us. Don't be scared, man. We love y'all around here. Okay, you ready for some more poetry?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, I got something for you.
All right, cool.
All right. This is called, can y'all hear me? All right, this is called My Black Absolute. My black is absolute. Every color in the spectrum is contained in black. Black is the full absorption of light. When you look into the night sky and it's completely dark, it looks black to the human eye, like a void, but it's actually full. Dark matter has substance. Black is my crown. Black is everything. Encompassing all that life is, has to give, and will continue to be. Black is life, bringing forth life continuously. Black is the bronze hue of my naturally sun-kissed skin. Black is every color in the spectrum of creation. But black is beautiful and balanced. Whether in the face or absence of fear, black is now, black is here. Black is strength, diversity, and togetherness. Yet sometimes set apart from the most astounding presentation, because black can make you look so good. Black is you, black is me, black is we. And black is all that be. Black is the reason for falling back in love with love. Black is love. Black is spiritually vibrating at the highest frequency of knowing thyself. Kemet Nu. Black land, black people, black is the God in me. Because black is knowledge and ancestry. And I am aware of me. Black is ghetto. Black is class. Black is I wish a motherfucker would. I'll tighten up that ass. Black is, I wouldn't trade it for the world. So always bring me back in black. With each lifetime's lesson to be learned, my black has substance. Because black is absolute in truth. And there is no light without black. Black is and always will be everything. And that's that piece.
That's what's up. Black is back.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? We attacking this mom with this poetry and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? There's always more to come and whatnot. I love the way you laid that out. And I have a piece to follow up behind that. You know, I might have came through with it before, but this is our month. So I'm going to lay down that foundation of it. You know what I mean?
That's right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. This piece is titled It's an Honor.
Mike is yours.
Black is love. Huh? Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is, it's an honor. Thank you. Black is love. Black is care. Black is awareness. Black is compassion. Black is knowledge of self. Black is self-respect. Black is the hope to stay alive. Black is the motivation to survive and rise. Black is the feeling to elevate from the low emotion of hurt. Black is complete control to become better in a weak state of mind. Black is my people that overcome the oppression. Black is unity. Black is beautiful. Black is support for our brothers and sisters. Black is the power of peace and equality. Black is the foundation to build from the ground up. Black is the potential to create amongst the masses. Black is the welcome of a hug and a handshake. Black is success. Black is the see through the facade of falsehood. Black is the movement. Black is the story of our ancestors. I say, okay.
Yo, that is so dope, man. It's almost like we, you know, we got together and talked about this before the show. We're going to do these pieces because it just coincides with what I was saying, with my piece. That was dope, yo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
We right there out there. We standing up. We taking it back to the 70s. Afros, black fist raised.
Absolutely.
Like, yo.
Absolutely.
We don't care. Nah.
Absolutely, yo. Well, it looks like we got another caller up in here.
Okay.
How you want to do? You want to throw up another song and then open the mic, or you want to open up the mic now?
Go open up the mic right now.
All right, here we go. Y'all have to forgive me. I think I know who this is, but I don't have my log book of numbers and names, so I'm going to just holler out your area code. Don't hate me. Don't get mad at me. We got area code 506. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
What up?
It's Lady A.
I knew it.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, Lady A, our favorite Canadian. I'm good. I'm chilling.
How you doing out there?
I'm doing good, thanks. I got a bit of a cold, but other than that, I'm all right. I was excited to come in tonight and share what I've got to share. I didn't write a poem, but I wanted to share with you, because of Black History Month, the contribution of Black Canadians, who made substantial contributions to the country, and I would like to read about those people. They're just brief paragraphs, but there are 10 people, and of those 10, 8 of them are women, and it's quite profound what they've done and what the impact they had on our country, and I hope that you'll be proud of them as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right,
Lady A. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get off the stage and I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. So these are 10 Canadian people who made a great impact on our country. And the first person I'm going to tell you about is Mary Ann Shad Carey. And she was an anti-slavery activist and a publisher. She was born in 1823 and she lived to 1893. And she was an activist, an educator, a publisher, and a journalist. And she was the first black woman to publish a newspaper. And it was called the Provincial Freeman in North America. and as an educator, she established a racially integrated school for black children in Windsor, Ontario. And as an activist, she advocated for the rights of black people and women. And the next lady, her name was Lucy Blackburn, and she established Canada's a safe haven for formerly enslaved black people. And her birth numbers are, she was born in 1812 and lived to 1890. And she and her husband, Thornton Blackburn, were a couple who escaped from enslavement in Louisville, Kentucky. They initially escaped to Michigan, where the slave hunters found them and recaptured them and arrested the couple. And while they were being detained, Lucy and Thornton escaped a second time and arrived in Canada. And when the Canadian courts refused to extradite the Thorntons back to the enslavement of the United States, it cemented Canada's reputation as a safe haven for formerly enslaved black people. And then there was Milton Windsor Gibbs. He was the first black person to be elected to public office in British Columbia. And he was born in 1823 and lived to 1915. He was a businessman, a politician, and a community leader who moved from San Francisco to Victoria, British Columbia, because of racial injustices in the United States. In British Columbia, Gibbs was elected to a Victoria City Council and used his public speaking and community organization abilities to encourage racial integration and fight against segregation in churches and theaters in Victoria. For his contribution as a politician and a community leader in the Victoria community, Parks Canada recognized Gibbs as a person of national historic significance. And I might say that for as early as his time was on the earth, was quite fantastic that he was elected to a public office at that time in his life and in our country's life. The next one I told you about before, she's Viola Davis Desmond. She was a civil rights activist. She was born in 1914 and lived till 1965. She was a businesswoman and owned and operated a beauty salon and a beauty school in Halifax, Nova Scotia. In 1946, she went to a movie theater and chose to sit on the ground floor, a section of the theater reserved for white patrons only. She was arrested, tried, and convicted for tax evasion for not paying the 1 cent tax difference on the ground floor ticket. The conviction was upheld. In 2010, Nova Scotia granted Desmond an official pardon and an apology for the racism that she and other black Nova Scotians were subjected to. In 2016, she became the first Canadian woman to appear on a Canadian banknote, and her picture is on our $10 bill. I might say, too, that I was, when I did some research on this lady before, I was shocked to know that there was an unwritten rule of segregation. There wasn't anything written officially, but it was an unspoken rule, and I was quite horrified by it and ashamed. The next person I'd like to share with you is Lincoln Alexander, and he was the first black member of parliament. He was Lieutenant Governor of Canada from 1985 to 1991. He was born in 1922 and died in 2012. He was an Air Force veteran, a lawyer, a politician. Lincoln Alexander was the first black member of parliament and the first black federal cabinet minister. In 1985, he was appointed as Canada's lieutenant governor, becoming the first visible minority to hold this position. As lieutenant governor, Alexander's mandate focused on youth and education. For his contributions to Canadian politics, the Right Honourable Lincoln Alexander was appointed to the Order of Canada at the rank of companion. The Order of Canada is the highest award that a civilian can receive from the government. And we have Violet King, and she was the first black female lawyer in Canada. Her birth stats are 1929 to 1982. And as a child, she dreamed of becoming a lawyer despite the absence of lawyers in Canada who looked like her. Nonetheless, King went into law school and became the first black person to earn a law degree in the province of Alberta. After passing the bar, she became the first black woman lawyer in Canada. King's story not only speaks to her intelligence and perseverance, but also highlights the importance of representation. And Rosemary Brown is next. She was the first black woman elected to the Canadian legislature. She was, her stats are 1930 to 2003. A feminist activist and politician, Rosemary Brown was elected to British Columbia's legislature in 1972, becoming the first black woman elected to a Canadian legislature. Early in her political career, Brown became the first woman to run for leadership of the federal party when she ran for leadership of the federal New Democratic Party. Although her bid to lead the NDP was not successful, Brown's political career was marked by advocacy for Canadian minorities and a focus on promoting equality. Jean Augustine, one of two black women first elected in the cabinet. She was born in 1937 and she still is living. A politician and educator Jean Augustine became the first black woman to be appointed to Canada's federal cabinet when she became the Secretary of State for Multiculturalism and the Status of Women. In her role, she successfully advocated for federal recognition of the month of February as Black History Month. In 2007, she was inducted into the Member of the Order of Canada in recognition of her contributions to Canadian politics. Anne Claire Cools, first black female senator in North America. She was born in 1943 and is still living. She became the first black senator for the Senate of Canada and the first black woman senator in all of North America. Cools was a strong advocate for women and children and survivors of domestic violence. When Cools retired from the Senate in 2018, she was its longest serving member. And then we have Michaela Jean. She was Governor General of Canada from 2005 to 2010. Michaela Jean was born in 1957 and she is still living. She's a Haitian-Canadian journalist and filmmaker. She became Canada's first black Governor General. As the Queen's representative in Canada, she advocated for marginalized communities. Shortly after she completed her mandate as Governor General in 2010, Haiti experienced a devastating earthquake, and she served as the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, a special envoy for Haiti to support the country's recovery efforts. And those are 10 of the most fabulous people that contributed greatly to my country, and I'm proud to say that they did so. And I wanted to share that with you as part of this month and the history of these people.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, we remain open to being educated about just history, period. But being as though this is Black History Month, we really, really appreciate what you brought, Lydia. You know I'm a fan. You know I'm absolutely a fan of your work. And you have insight on certain things on your side of the world that I had no idea existed. And I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming through with that. King, what you got for that?
Yeah, that was a good education of what's going on and all of a sudden the plane, you know what I'm saying? And we thank you for bringing that to our attention, you know what I mean? And also with the callers that's listening in, you know what I'm saying, across the globe. So that was a real special invitation, you know what I mean?
Thank you very much. I think it speaks. I'm very thrilled, actually, to see the dates and the times that these people were, when those that have passed, when they were living and the things that they did during that time, so very long ago, some of them, and made that big of an impact. And to be in the public eye and be elected at that time of, in that century, you know, it's really impressive. And I think one of the big things that speaks through all of these people is education and the importance of it for everyone, not just for black people, but for everybody, because it changes lives. Education changes lives. And they did that. They made a difference, a huge difference in our country. Thank you for letting me share that.
Absolutely, and thank you, Lady A. I'm going to send you on over there to the Crown Royal Lounge. You can go grab you a drink or something, sit down. You got Steve Double over there. You can sit back and have some conversation with him. All
right? Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one.
Wow. Hey, King, how about I throw another station identify up there, pay some bills, and then play a song afterwards, and then we can come back in here and do some more poetry?
Yeah.
Is that all right? All right.
Yeah, true fact.
Tiffany Radio.
One day it'll make you grow. When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult. When the bright cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke. You to act man is just a planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just know, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me when does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No.
It seems that of the autumn leaves falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again, ladies and gentlemen, to King and Queen's Quarters. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. All right, King, ready for some poetry? Some more?
Yeah. Give me some more.
All right. I got another piece for you. This is called My Black History.
All right.
Thank you. My black is absolute. I am black history because every waking moment of my life, I make black history. And I don't even have to look in the mirror to see. There's some African proverbs that say, do not look where you fell, but where you slipped. So I keep my head up. If there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. So I know life is a continuum, as is black history. Black is the full absorption of life, of light, and life starts in my womb. So every time I speak, I imprint, breathing the energy of life into existence, all who will hear me. I create black history from the soles of my feet through the divine spirit that inhabits this vessel of flesh up to the tips of my tangled tresses. Every step I take, I leave a footprint of black history in this earth. I am black history. And for all who will see me, they see black history because my walk and my skin and my presence, my confidence within tells an unmistakable story. I bring to you black history. They invite me into their world, but ask, what do I bring to the table? I am the table, because I never allowed pain to turn my heart into something ugly. My love, my commitment, and dedication to loving you for who you are, where you are, and all that you will strive to be are the dishes that I serve. So to you, I feed the best of me, and where you will dine is a place called my black history. When you look into the night sky and it's completely dark, it looks black to the human eye, like a void, but it's actually full. And that's that piece.
That applause. Yeah, that was definitely on the money. Definitely the representation of why we are here today, right now.
Thank you. I tried. I know you got another piece of magnificence. You want to bless our ears.
Yes. This piece I titled I Am.
The mic is yours.
I am an original who sees through the differences of troubled society. I am a black man standing on the shoulders of my ancestors. I am truth looking at the liars of injustice thoughts. I am the scissors cutting the strings off the puppet master's dolls. I am the strength moving in circles that see the weak taken advantage of. I am the curve that don't answer to manipulators and opportunists. I am the bell that ring like 12 o'clock on a Sunday. You know what time it is. I am the child of two people that gave life to a guardian. I am the writer, the poet, the author, creative content maker without distraction. I am the pen that hit the pad with a rhyme scheme on manifesting ill-spoken words. I am the gentleman that opened opportunity, willingly holding humility. I am a timekeeper projecting directions without tardiness. I am the energy within the energy that carry a life force. I am the power source connected to a tribe outlet. I am the input to a story so grand beyond my plans. I am the newest rendition of the man behind my father's hands.
Damn! Yo! That right there, that's what I'm talking about, yo. That was dope. Oh,
yo,
man.
Black History Month.
Yo, that is what's up. Oh, man.
Yo, we revolutionary tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We bring it. That's how we do, yo. That's how we do.
Hey, that's
how we do out here. That's right. That is definitely what's up.
And I definitely got a song to follow with both of our pieces.
You know all right, that's what's up. We got another call in here. But... All right, well, make it do what it do, King.
All right, we here. Peace and love to Sizzler.
I'll pray some to the most side. Thank you for loving me. You meant the world to me. You've done so much for me.
Gotta let you know.
I just gotta say.
I really mean it.
Thank you for loving me. You meant the world to me. You've done so much for me.
I just gotta say.
Each day that comes, I'm obliged to the Lord of nature. Ain't telling no lies. Thank you for creating me on both sides. Now I got to go and make the best of my life. Just to see how the mothers of the hurt work so hard. Yes, they had to cry. Seeing their children not to grow just to die. In a world governed by a system with a little guy. Who have no true moral giving to the people. Who have no love and no responsibility.
What I'm gonna do, can't throw my life away like it ain't got nowhere.
Woo!
I've got to praise the Most High. I've got to lift my head up high. I've got to praise the Most High. I've got to lift my head up high. I just can't forget where I'm coming from. Jah is watching over us. Matter not what you just gotta be strong.
Uh-huh.
Even one pagan shouting over us. Someone that really cares. Not everyone is the same. Let us be fair. Gotta be ahead of the game. I've got to be there. I've gotta praise the Most High.
Wow. That was dope. That was dope.
That's my boy SZA. Praising God.
I know that's right. Okay, we got another caller up in here. Let's open up this microphone and see who it is. I think I know who it is, but like I said, I ain't good with numbers all the time. But I'm going to open this mic anyway, see who we got here. Good evening, welcome.
I figured that was
my
girl.
Up?
I figured it was you.
Hey.
Yo.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, love. How you doing, baby? Missed you hearing your voice, man. Your poetry, yo.
I'm good, and thank you.
Oh, man, we about to get treated for real, Kang. This one right here, she's a powerhouse. Do you hear me? She is a powerhouse.
I heard the rumors.
Hey, yo, I'm trying to tell you. You just gotta sit back, put your feet up, and close your eyes and listen to her. I've watched her perform, okay? So I see how she do, but to hear her is just man. How you been, girl?
Thank you, Danielle. I'm good. How are you?
I'm peaceful, actually. I'm good. My heart is full, but it's not heavy, so I'm good.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, team, how are you?
I'm good. Money in here. You know what I'm saying? The energy is fly. The music is dope. We vibing out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been great. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you. I'm so glad you put your hand up. I'm just sitting here watching your number. I'm like, I know who this is. I want to hear a bit, yo. And this, you know, you are actually our last caller. And this is just like, this is a blessing to close the show out with you. Because, oh, my God, your poetry, man. I'm trying to say. I was trying to be like you when I grow up on some real shit.
That's so funny.
You ain't going to have me step my game up.
Yo, she rocks the mic. Okay, I'm trying to tell you. She kills it every time. And I'm, without further ado, hey, I'm going to stand back and adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. So I will say, it's not a Black History piece, but it definitely has those elements because I think everything I write does have something. So hope you like it. New. So I'm really excited to see what y'all think because I want to slam with this, just to be quite honest.
Ooh, fresh egg from Gwen C. Oh, shit, the mic is yours.
Woo!
Thank you. Like the best man in a wedding no one wants to be in, the photograph of jumping the broom, couple blinded by flash, the matches flicker, a quick burn, so fast you question whether it's real. Strong enough to ignite flame, though, I be orange and white to make the blues. Dope stage presence, your ego thinks I am gift. I get heart's attention, still the present. Like they stole all the hidden figures, sadness. You be back to the future while fast and furious, which means I'm sleeping with the enemy, even when my bed holds just me. My mind fights, yet appears to function properly. With you in it, my mental be rocky. But sadness, you Apollo, and damn, son, call depression my creed. I'm not orphanage, but structured to make you feel alone. You're not orphan age. Adulting ain't free, though. You didn't heed warnings, so I warden for your protection. Now, you see me like Mike. I can't have Nathan. Even if I got it from thrift, if it seems to lift, fit, or go with me, you be brave, Nate. You take it. Won't let my secondhand self-love self be Stella. You be the back and forth and how Stella got her groove back. You told me to think like a man. That was just a Band-Aid. I'm easy to open, but what you read don't stick. I am bubble bath, made of toxins, pretending to detoxify your body. I am the lavender you buy to relieve stress, the anxiety-reducing amethyst you wear on your chest. When that don't work, purple rain, you feed off my tears. I am the juice. If I could turn coach into prince, Maybe then my prints would matter to the beholder of my hand, or guitar strings wouldn't be just easily plucked, rather resonate with the snaps I receive on stage, make wishes come true, and maybe universe would save the last dance, or make me cardinal, soaring over lakes, above the rim, space jam me into a star, call me magic. I am deficit, sworn to keep you in the game. All is not fair in love in basketball. A poet and a coach was a no-win fiction. I wanted love. He wanted to keep up with the Joneses. Our conflict of interest was our only shared interest. He wanted to stay, baby boy. I wanted to move to the wood. Thank you for reminding me I can do bad all by myself. And being cast away means leading to resiliency. You set it off, blew up my life's trials, made hearsay end. Boomeranged me to second chance, motioned balance upon my Libra scale sadness. For that I testify, you are the true poetic justice. In peace.
Yo, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold on. Did you
I feel bad because it's not Black History, but I mentioned Hidden Figures. That's all I got, y'all. That's all I got.
Nah, yo, that was awesome, yo. That reminded me of a piece I wrote in 2021 called Black Movie Love. Yo, that was definitely dope as hell.
Ooh, send me that. That one, I want to read that or hear that.
Huh?
What'd I tell you?
I can't take over. You just closed the show. Now, I mean...
That's what
I'm saying.
She's
a powerhouse.
She's always humble. I love my girl, Gwen C. You always bring it. I love that line. Can I have permission to steal one line out of that piece and put it in a piece?
Yes, absolutely.
That part about his ego thinks I'm the gift. Oh, my God. That right there? Yeah, right there. Everything. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
you
that piece was definitely awesome. I loved it. I mean, like,
girl,
thank you.
Definitely created a wave on that one. You know what I mean?
God, I love you, Gwen. I really do. I'm not just a fan of your poetry. I mean, your beautiful personality. Period. You just light it up when you come through, and I love that. I'm very drawn to you behind that. You know, and this, man, I got to say, it's an honor to have you close out the show, man. I don't want to make other poets jealous, so I'm going to stop, you know, as For Real would say, throwing on so much lather.
That's funny.
Yo, that was up. Oh, man, Gwen, thank you so much for coming through, girl. I'll be missing your poetry, for real. I got to get back on your YouTube channel. Y'all know she got a YouTube channel, right? I just thought I'd put that out.
What's the channel? I think I subscribed. I don't know.
Gwen just
sent me that.
I haven't been adding anything new. I'm so shamed, but, you know.
I know. I was following. I'm like, all right, I don't see her. It's all right. Life happens. We got other things to do. So I get it. Man, thank you so much, Gwen. As always, we got nothing but love for you. It's always an open mic waiting for you, girl. So, with that, I'm going to say one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Peace, love,
peace,
love.
Peace, love to you, too.
Yo, she is so dope. Oh, my God. I get excited when I see. I figured that was another, but... I'm better when I program the names in, but yeah, she is one of the dopest poets I know. I'm trying to tell you, man. Ooh, Kang, this show was popping.
Yeah. definitely. You know what I'm saying? We definitely opened the door and just let everything else just happen by itself. You know what I mean?
So. Absolutely. As always, it's an honor to ride shotgun with you, man.
Appreciate that.
Oh, man. Yes. So I'm going to close this out with a song. Maybe a little bit long, but I'm still going to close it out with this one. And I just want to say thank you to all the callers that called in, even the ones that just listened in, the ones that streamed online. Without y'all, we'd just be two voices on the radio just talking back and forth. Okay. So appreciate y'all. Kang, I appreciate you. Let me, like I said, ride shotgun you with you. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what's up. I'm going to take y'all out with this. Peace.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down.
No need in trying, no, 'cause I ain't buying, no.